You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to The Most Interesting Thing in Tech from Nick Thompson, Editor-in-Chief of Wired Magazine.
Hello, it's Monday, and I'm in Toronto. I'm giving a talk about some of the messy trade-offs in tech, and I'll tell you one thing, which is I'm glad the talk is ending before the Warriors and Raptors game begins because, whoa, people are pumped about that here. All right, the most interesting thing is a story that comes from an industry lobbying group called the News Media Alliance, and they put out a report saying that Google essentially extracts $4.7 billion in value from the news industry. You go to Google, you type in a search query that relates to the news, Google shows a bunch of ads and a bunch of results. Google makes money off of the ads. It's money that Google wouldn't have made if there wasn't a news industry and if people weren't using Google as the entry point into it. A couple of problems with the study, or with the sort of negative anti-Google conclusions that it leads to. First off, Google is optional. You can put nofollow tags on your website if you don't want anybody to be able to reach it through Google. Secondly, when people reach your website through Google, if you're a publisher, that's a good thing. In fact, I spend some of every day trying to figure out how to get more people to reach Wired through Google, because then they come to Wired and they see our ads, maybe they subscribe, or maybe our relationship deepens with them in some other way. In general, Google is creating a lot of revenue through that. So there are some trade-offs. It is true that Google has captured a very large share of the digital advertising market. It is true that they have done that in part through ruthless and relentless tactics. But it's also true that they've done it because they built an amazing product that has huge value for news. The capacity to search for particular bits of information that we've written about through Google's algorithm and through all the stuff that they've crawled, it's kind of magical, and it beats any search engine that the news industry has ever been able to build that aggregated queries across different publishers. So Google has actually created a ton of value. All that said, there is something I do appreciate in this study, which is that it seems like the objectives of the organization that put out the study are to get a waiver so that news industry can collectively bargain with Google. Actually isn't such a bad idea. It's funny that in this case, it's the news industry that would be accused of an antitrust violation if they cut together, not Google. All right, that's the most interesting thing in tech. I'm going to do my talk and then watch the Raptors Warriors. All right, see ya.
Hope you enjoyed this spoken edition of Wired News. And if you'd like more, search for Wired Science and Wired Business.